The Guardian reports that negative perceptions around women who combine paid work with parenthood have been comprehensively demolished in a major study by Harvard University. It shows the daughters of working mothers enjoy better careers, higher pay, and more equal relationships than those raised by stay-at-home mothers. Using data from 24 countries, including the UK and US, the Harvard study says that while working mothers often internalize social messages of impending doom for their children, the reality is that their sons and daughters appear to thrive, with daughters benefiting most from the positive role model of a mother with a career.
It's really funny you should bring up this story, Ninjin, because I was thinking about it recently, and a lot of the really successful young people I know in my age bracket, which is between 20 and 30, we'll leave it there, they've got really successful parents. Not just successful parents. I've noticed that the parents of certain professions seem to raise really successful children. And the number one pick for me are parents who've become teachers. I don't know what it is. I mean, I do know what it is. It's probably the fact that they're educated and trained in how to teach people. But they seem to have a very good perception of how to teach children, I think, and it applies to other professions as well. I've got friends whose parents are doctors, people who are working in the financial industry. And it does seem to have a bearing effect on their children.
This complies with what the study has found. The study says whether moms or dads stay at home or are more employed, part-time or full-time, children benefit from exposure to role models offering a wide set of alternatives for leading rich and rewarding lives. I think your friends definitely have found role models in their parents, you know, how to handle their work and life and how to make both sides of their life successful. So they've learned this and they put them into use.
Yeah, I think so. But the one thing it doesn't take into account is how difficult this probably is for the parents. Because I imagine that, even though I haven't got children myself, but I do imagine that if you've got kids and you're working 9 to 5 and then you have to go home and then look after them and make dinner and clean up the household, I imagine that being a very difficult ordeal.
Maybe it is difficult for the parents, but for working mothers, they still have to handle both their family life and also their work life. They have to kind of strike a balance between the two. And no matter how difficult it is, if they are juggling both career and family life, they've done it in certain way, and this could be a kind of education for their children. For the daughters, they will have more confidence because they see that, you know, their mothers have done this, and they would kind of think, well, if she can do it, then I can. Why can't I?
And right? Not to mention that, you've also got the fact that you've got guidance. I mean, you've got the parents there to tell the children, so this is how I became successful. These are a couple of things I did wrong. These are a couple of things I did right. And if you listen to me, you'll be really successful too. I think having that kind of guide is really good. I mean, I was really unfortunate here. I didn't have the perfect person to guide me when I was a child. And it led to me making a lot of mistakes and having to learn the hard way about how to become successful. And that's obviously a very difficult term to define, because what do you call successful? But I do think having that positive role model to teach you, to actually tell you what to do and what not to do, is very important.
And even if they don't teach you in person, they will show you, they will illustrate how they
leading
are doing
by
it.
Example.
Yes, they will provide good examples.
And the other thing as well that this article doesn't cover is the, I imagine that there's probably quite a strong correlation between parents that have really good careers and the standard of education that a child receives. So if you've got parents that are obviously very successful, you're imagining that they're living in quite a good neighbourhood, and they're obviously going to school with kids that have also got parents that are quite hardworking. And then you've got the fact that they'll be going to schools with very good teachers that will have private higher tuition fees that may be private. So I think all of these factors probably do need to be taken into consideration as well when we're looking at kids that have got successful parents.
Yes, and the benefit is more than just what I mentioned for the daughters. Even for the sons, there could be some benefits too, because the sons will usually learn from their dads. For working mothers, their spouse usually have to extend a helping hand in terms of family chores. So the boy can also learn to share family responsibilities when they grow up. So it's all good about the legacy of working mothers. We
yes,
can say that.
I do. 更多节目下载荔枝 FM 收听。